Outdoor decorative gas lamps might be a collector's item if congressional conferees working on compromise energy legislation approve a plan to ban them. Conferees want them eliminated as one way of conserving natural gas. The proposal under consideration would require homeowners to either shut them off or convert them to electricity. Another aspect of the conference debate deals with the gas guzzler tax, a levy Senator Robert Dole calls discriminatory.
It tells the rich man to pay the tax and drive on in his big car, but it tells the rest of the American people, you can't have that car, it's too expensive.
President Carter is spending more and more time on energy. Mutual's Bob Moore reports from the White House.
Next to the nation's security, President Carter describes his efforts to win passage of his energy program as his overriding responsibility. The president told his news conference that he will spend the time that could have been devoted to his foreign trip meeting with members of the House Senate Conference Committee. But he said he will still make his trip abroad, that he is trying to arrange a new schedule. Bob Moore, the White House.
The Justice Department has reportedly narrowed its probe of alleged overseas payoffs by U.S. corporations to 15 or 16 cases, indictments expected around the first of the year. The International Longshoremen's Union and shipping executives will return to the bargaining table in New York today for another round of talks aimed at ending the six-week dock workers' strike. This is Progressive News from Mutual Radio. I'm Charles Jackson.
Now trucking is my inspiration, and it don't take much education to realize that GMC knows trucking.
Here's how it usually happens. You borrow a neighbor's GMC pickup to cart something you couldn't cram into your car. And thanks to GMC's smooth-riding front-wheel coil suspension and that downright homey interior, darn if you don't enjoy driving it. Next thing you know, you're looking for other GMC pickups on the road. And words like wideside and cab and tailgate are slipping into your conversation. You know what you've got? The trucking bug. And there's only one thing to do about it. See your GMC dealer quick. Because if anybody can help you, it's him.
Nothing goes trucking like a GMC. Nothing goes trucking like a GMC. Nothing goes trucking like a GMC. Nothing goes trucking like a GMC.
The National Weather Service predicts that cold, wintry storm system that has dropped snow and sub-freezing temperatures over the plains and upper Midwest is moving eastward. Forecaster David Larison is tracking its course.
The eastern half of the nation will still be feeling the effect of the major early season storm, which is now centered over southeastern Canada. Scattered snow showers will cover the Great Lakes region and will spread into the central and northern Appalachians with rain or snow showers along the northern east coast states.
Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin has gone on national radio in a plea for peace with Egypt. Begin wants not only an end to the war, but in his words, friendship and sincere and productive cooperation. Amtrak says it is losing money, lots of it, so much that it will have to close down completely unless it eliminates $60 million worth of rail service. We asked Amtrak's Brian Duff how long the service will run before going under.
If we're not successful in eliminating the routes necessary to achieve the needed savings, the crisis would probably strike somewhere between July and August.
Amtrak is cutting the rates of many of its long-distance runs. This is Mutual Progressive News.